Hi everyone, my name is Kirby Benish and I'm the campus leader of our church out here in Colby, and it's so great to be able to have this opportunity on August 6th to be able to talk to you guys about friends. And you know, I think friends play a great role in making us who we are. There's that popular quote out there that says we are the average of the five closest people that we choose to surround ourselves with. And I think there's a lot of truth that really goes into that. Because the people that we surround ourselves with, it's inevitable that their words and their actions are going to influence us in some way, shape, or form. You know, there might be some things that our friends do that we don't do, but a lot of the times we're going to follow suit with the things that our friends are doing. And so that in turn leaves us with a great responsibility of who are we choosing to surround ourselves with. And really, I think it comes down to, are we choosing to surround ourselves with people who are going to lead us further away from Christ? Or are we choosing to surround ourselves with people who are going to help us to become more and more like Christ in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions? And some scripture that kind of comes to mind that I want to share with you guys today starts in Luke chapter 5, verse 17. And this is called Jesus Heals the Paralytic. And it says, one day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." And that's such a powerful description of what these friends are choosing to do to help their other friend who is paralyzed. And obviously they have great faith. So, you know, we're seeing that they traveled at least some distance to go and to see Jesus because they believe that he could heal him. Obviously with a man being paralyzed though, he couldn't get there on his own. So one of two things could have potentially happened. Either the paralyzed man asked his friends to help take him to Jesus, in which case the friend still needed to care about him enough in order to carry him there and to carry him up on the roof and pull away tiles and then lower him down just so that they could be there, their friend could be at the feet of Jesus. Or maybe their friends were ones who wanted to help even take that first step instead of waiting for their paralyzed friend to ask them. Maybe they took the initiative and took their friend there and did all that work to ensure that he could be at the feet of Jesus. But regardless, these friends made the decision to choose to act to help their friend become potentially healed through the power of Jesus Christ. And again, it's such a great example of what can we do to help our friends, or what are our friends doing to help us? But it always comes back down to, are our friends helping us become more and more like Christ? Are they taking us to Christ? Maybe not necessarily physically like these men in the passage did, but are they holding us accountable in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions? Are they doing things that help us are they doing the things that help us to decide to see, you know, that's who we want to be? We want to be more like that, because I really do believe that we are stronger together as believers. You know, the Bible says that we are not called to go through this life alone, that God built us for relationships. Ultimately, the first and foremost relationship is a relationship with Jesus. But then as the body of Christ, we are called to be brothers and sisters in our faith, to support one another, to encourage one another, to lift each other up, and to help each other stand firm in who God calls us to be. And so this is such a great responsibility that falls back on us once again. And who are we choosing to surround ourselves with? Because our friends ultimately play such a great role in making us who we are and helping us grow in our relationship with Christ. But I also think there's a great responsibility that we have to be the godly friends to the other people that we surround ourselves with. And one of the things I really want to challenge each of you to do today, or just sometime this week, is to think about a friend that maybe just needs some prayer. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever had this happen to you, to where someone will, you just get that random text from someone that just says, you know what, I'm praying for you today. Or is there anything specific that I could be praying for you or over you today? And when it's so genuine like that, I don't know about you, but when that has happened to me, it just gives me such a relief in knowing that I have people out there who care enough for me to want to pray for me, to pray over me. Maybe it's a specific prayer that I give them a certain request, or maybe they're just trusting in God that, in the fact that He knows all and sees all, and He knows my heart and knows what I need prayed for. But regardless, it takes that friend to make the decision to choose to care enough to pray for me. And so again, that's the challenge that I want to issue to each and every one of you guys today or sometime this week, is spend some time maybe praying and asking God, you know, who do I need to pray for today? Which one of my friends need that kind of encouragement, need that kind of uplifting and inspiration in their life? Maybe they're going through a hard time. Maybe it's something that you don't even know what they're going through, but God is just placing them on your heart. And so I encourage you to take that step in obedience and lift them up in prayer. Shoot them that text, give them that phone call, maybe even write them a card and just say, you know what, I am praying for you. And then we just get the wonderful opportunity to see how God and the Holy Spirit are just going to move in and through that obedience that you are taking to help inspire them to just grow and to become more and more like Christ, or to lean on Christ in maybe a better way than what they have before in a difficult time that they may be going through. And so with that, we just want to pause and we're just going to pray. Pray over our friends and pray over how can we be the friend, the godly friend that God calls us to be. So dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for this opportunity that we can just go through this devotion together as a church family. And Lord, that we can learn and to grow in who we are and who you say that we are as godly people and as godly friends. So Lord, help us not to just see other people within our church congregation or other brothers and sisters in Christ as just people that we just come to church with on a Sunday, or we go to a Bible study with. But Lord, help us to be intentional about growing and building relationships with people that help us to decide that we want to go through life with them. We want to go through the ups and the downs, the valleys and the mountaintops with these people. And so Lord, help us to know the steps that we need to take in order to take the initiative to grow those relationships. So God, maybe if there's someone in here that just doesn't really have a lot of Christian friends, will you give them the strength and the boldness and the courage to go out and to take that initiative, to take that first step? And Lord, if we have some great Christian friends, may we just continue to do what we can to uplift one another, to be more and more like you. And so Lord, I pray that we all can just follow your example, follow what you are asking us to do, and be obedient to the point to where we can just love each other as you have called us to love one another, as brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. And may we lift each other's burdens, may we lift each other's hardships up to you, and trust in the power of prayer to see them through. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the wonderful blessing of friends that you have given us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.